Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I can't get no
satisfaction. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Duckenberg. Bill is the long-time, almost 15-year member of our Brain Trustees. He's the purveyor of the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism as the chief economist over at the NFIB, and one of the top economists in the country, ladies and gentlemen. People regard his work and his opinions very highly, in much higher locations than the Small Business Advocate Show. I can promise you that. But we feel the same way. Bill, thanks again for being here. We like the good news you're bringing us. Let's break down some of the good news. You talked a little bit about it in the last segment. Let's break down some of this good news. Hiring. Did they say they were hiring, or did they say that they were looking to hire?
Well, they did both. We have a couple of questions in the survey. One is, you know, did you increase or decrease the total number of employees over the last 3 to 6 months? So that's the back looking. So December's looking back into the second half, and of course that number jumped dramatically to one of the highest readings that we've seen. It won't sound big, but it's 0.2 of a worker per firm, but considering that most firms don't change employment, that's a really good number historically.
That's a good number.
Right. That was up from 0.05 workers per firm in November. So they're telling us that, you know, that they really, looking backward, they're telling us that we did a lot of hiring in the second half, and it shows up in these numbers when we ask them to look back and tell us what happened. And then going forward, the question we ask, do you plan to increase or decrease the total number of people working for you? Well, that's a job creation question, too. And that we had a 4-point jump into a net 15% who plan to increase the total number working for them over on top of the percent you're going to cut. And that's really the best number we've seen since, you know,
right,
back in early 2008 when the labor market peaked in January.
Right. So one of the things that has been a stumbling block for people who wanted to hire was finding qualified people. Is that dropping?
No, not really. It's stayed about the same. We had about 80% of the, well, about 43% of the owners out there, you know, said that they went out looking, or they actually hired somebody, one or the other, and 80% of them said there were few or no qualified applicants for the positions.
80% of the people who were looking for a job, for somebody to hire, reported they were having trouble finding qualified people.
Right. Few or no qualified.
That is an amazing... When you think about the fact that we've got 63% employee... what's the word I'm trying to use? You know, engagement.
The ratio of employment to population.
Why can't I think of that name? That word. Anyway, we've got a high number of people who aren't in the workplace.
Oh, okay.
And then when you talk about all the way, this is higher than it's been since Carter days. When you got all that, and you got people who can't find workers, and I mean, what do you attribute all this to, Bill? I mean, are the people unqualified? Or are they just not the qualified people not looking for work?
Well, a lot of qualified people aren't looking for work. We know wages haven't been moving yet, so there are people who are in a good enough position to say, you know, I can't find a job that pays me well enough to make it worth my effort. Remember, lots of us are kind of retiring, so. You know, so they're dropping out of the labor force. That's why the participation rate, one of the reasons...
That's the word I was trying to think of.
Yeah, that's been going down. Then you also have, you know, the fact that probably more than any time in our history, you know, we pay people not to work. So there are so many states now where you get more by staying on welfare, et cetera, than you do by getting a job, you know, at a starting wage. So a lot of people just don't offer themselves up, and that shows up in the kinds of people we ask the owners, what's wrong with the people that are applying for your position, And, of course, it's shocking to see how many of them say attitude, appearance, unreasonable expectations about wages. You know, they can't.
Wow.
They have a bad, you know, their personality stinks. You know, the kinds of things.
Well,
you
I'll tell you another thing. It's really bad, Bill. I mean, the employers I talk to say that they have trouble finding people who have a driver's license, a valid driver's license that hasn't been taken away from them.
Well, that could be.
Passing a drug test.
Yeah, well, that was not a major problem in the numbers. That was about 4 or 5% who said that drugs were a problem compared to 20% who said appearance and another, you know, 25% said attitude. I mean, or, you know, so these are things these people could fix if they wanted a job without even going back to school to improve their math or English skills.
You know, buy some decent clothes. Yeah.
Right. And they don't, and obviously they don't have to. Hunger is a great motivator. These people aren't hungry. So, therefore, they're getting along nicely somehow without working, and that's a bad symptom.
This is an amazing thing that to hear you talk about these things. Can you imagine in another day and time anybody having these kinds of objections when they were trying to hire somebody? In my life, all the times I've ever hired or helped companies hire, when I think back, I never heard of anything like this before.
Yeah, well, those are things, obviously, that 50 years ago we wouldn't have liked. The thing is that people weren't presenting themselves that way, so it didn't cause a problem for hiring.
You knew better. You knew better, right?
Yeah, well, you wanted a job, and you didn't get one if you didn't present yourself well and look like you'd be a valuable
hire. So what we don't know, though, is if these people think that's okay, or maybe they're doing that because they don't really want the job and somebody told them to go look. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. Smallbiz.org is Bill's website, smallbus.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. Bill Dunkelberg and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.